We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sounds like it's time for an investigation on the Midday Show. Welcome back. Hugh, we do these once in a while.
Every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, people need to be kept accountable, and we're the ones to do it around here. We open up investigations, and we have Detective Douglas we established earlier in the show. So today's investigation takes us down to Jacksonville, Florida. Yesterday, Trent Baalke of the Jacksonville Jaguars, their general manager, I guess this was his version of the Howie press conference of the day, the pre-draft press conference. And we'll just listen to this. You know, Trent Baalke doing a press conference about the Jaguars, their draft plans, and he just lets it out. Here it is.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Well, that's a hell of a fart that the mic picked it up. Like you sitting down and the compressed pressure from your butt cheeks being on the chair and to be able to hear it as clearly as you possibly can. That was a strong one.
Gone through the final.
Yeah, he let that thing rip.
So,
excuse me.
You know he stank. He might need to go do a check after that one.
That's a quick double check.
Yeah, he might have to go do what they call a short check. You got to check your drawer.
So here's the question: should he have even acknowledged it with the excuse?
I wouldn't have.
No, I think you got to let that ride. You got to hope that no one. I mean, it's a professional setting. I don't think they're going to question you about what that noise was.
I'd act like it wasn't me.
Right, you just act like it didn't happen.
But boy, that thing was ripped kind of loud, though.
Once the excuse me happens, it's over for him. Now we'll just talk about this forever.
I feel like there's a very clear etiquette between burps versus farts and saying excuse me. Like, if you burp in the middle of talking, it naturally interrupts your speaking, right?
Sure.
The fart, you can just talk through it. So I think it was the old Midday Show. They had Michael Irvin on the show.
There was a play a little while ago, excuse me.
So he burped.
Yeah,
that's natural. At the beginning.
There was a play a little while ago, excuse me.
But then if you're going to fart, then you can just
sit down and go, excuse me, going through the final.
You don't have to. You can just through it.
I don't know, dog. That thing was loud.
Excuse me.
That thing, like, I can hear that. Could you imagine how, like, if it was loud on mic, can you imagine how loud it was when he got there?
Like, live?
But so he's the general manager.
And you know what, not to harp on the fart, but that sound like it stunk.
Excuse me.
That sound like that was silent, like, it wasn't silent but deadly, but that sound like a nuclear
loud,
like,
and
explosion.
Deadly. So I don't know how big the room was. Like, maybe they were close enough to him where he felt he compelled to say excuse me. Maybe they were a little further away. I don't know. But do you think anyone would have asked him about it if
Absolutely
he didn't address it? Right, so he made this a thing.
Excuse me.
I would have asked him if I'd have been there. So you're just going to act like you ain't just bust your ass, huh? Like,
this is why you don't get invited to the press conference.
Yeah, that's why I do not go to the press conference.
I also think there is a bit of a difference. I think, like with Michael Irvin, the burp sometimes could just, it just comes out, right? It just happens.
There was a play a little while ago, excuse me.
You can't help it. I feel like what happened to Trent there yesterday, a little more controllable.
He didn't think it was going to be that loud. He was trying to fart, but he didn't think it was going to be that loud.
So
I think he's a little too comfortable.
You should have done a lean. And that then, I mean,
oh,
if you're
going
to say excuse me,
giveaway.
You might as well do a lean.
That's a dead giveaway.
Well, if you do
when you
the
lean,
lean.
When you go to one side or the other.
Yeah. Everyone knows what's happening there. Okay, so we had that. And let's see how that compares.
Yes.
To a, I'm not sure if Hugh's heard this one, a very famous on-air WIP moment, very much like Trent Baalke. Here it was, about 2 or 3 years ago?
Holler at your boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy and...
Wow, that would sound like it was stressful. Who did that?
That was all
your guy.
I got there. That's not really a fart. That's kind of like a poot.
Let's hear it again.
That's a poot.
Holler at your boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy and
sit down and go, excuse me, going through the final.
I can't believe he pooted it like that.
So behind the curtain on this one, if my memory serves, this is when the old afternoon show, John would sit. We have like an adjacent booth, okay? So they weren't in the same room. Even though they were close to each other and just glass separated, they weren't in the same room. So here, I think, if I remember correctly, I think Ike wanted to turn his mic off
Yes.
And let that
happen.
And try
to let the thing happen.
Yeah, because no other mics would have picked it up.
Right, forgot to turn the mic off. Right, because John wasn't in the same room.
Yes. But Ike and John both did the appropriate thing, and they just powered through it. They didn't.
Holler at your boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy?
This is why Mark started to sit in the other room, because I blew it up.
Who's already there?
Sit down and go, excuse me, going through the final.
Don't worry, Joe. I won't. I never do you like that.
Well, we have to vote.
Let's compare both farts here.
Excuse me.
The poot is funny, but that was a whole, like, from your stomach intestinal fart. Like, yeah, that was a lot.
Like, sounds more lethal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think, to Hugh's point, though, I think Trent was probably having issues before the press conference started. Yeah,
sit down and go, excuse me, going through the final.
They go check your draws after that, bro.
Excuse me.
For real.
All right, which one's your favorite one?
The poot is funny.
Excuse me.
Because of who it is. Because that's the one. That when it comes out, it's a little bit more strenuous because it's like a little tight, confined one.
Ooh!
The other one, like you, boy, like, dog, seriously, you better go check your draw, dog, for real. That would sound, like, not to be nasty, because I know probably some kids, that one sounded real wet.
Excuse me.
That sounded like that it might have been. You know what I mean? You got some problems. Like, dog, you better change your pants.
This one's a little more airy.
Yeah, that's, you know what I mean? That's like an air pump, like, type. That other one?
Sound like he sat on a whoopee cushion. Man. So I'm going to make a prediction right now based on what happened to Trent Baalke yesterday. No matter who the Jaguars select, they'll be a bust. There's no way this guy's ready to draft next week. He's at the podium farting. This guy, they're
busting
screwed.
His butt.
He bust ass.
Yeah, they have no chance to nail that draft pick.
Excuse me.
Yeah. One of my favorite investigations we've done. I'm glad we settled that. Our favorite live fart.
We were almost able to loop in another on-air fart that happened in WIP about 10 years ago by a host that will remain unnamed.
Chicken
unnamed. Oh. Again, just unnamed.
Unnamed?
Yeah.
You know who that
garbage.
Yeah, that sounds like my boy. That sounds like my boy right there, yeah.
Come on, big boys. Give me a holler.
Again, it's unnamed. We didn't say any names.
Unnamed.
We weren't able to track down the on-air moment. We are still searching.
We submitted a support ticket.
But does it really surprise you that he farted on the air? Like, just like, I'm pretty sure it's been several times that he's farted on the air. Like, he just looks like, you know.
Want to go? Farts. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
Farts a lot. In the studio with, like, you know, it's something to fart with somebody's in the room with you. Because I try to be courteous. You know what I mean? If I'm a go, I'm probably, go in the hallway. But Jolly looks like he'll just fart around anybody.
No, nobody mentioned any names.
Okay. Have facts, folks. Facts. Facts. Facts.
You're coming out with this without facts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Just some facts.
Excuse me.
I need Trent Baalke on our drop board for the show. I mean, that one. It's whenever we don't like a comment,
he's got a
boom.
Nice, cozy spot on the drop board.
Trent Baalke.
That is crazy.
We'll be part of this thing.
Excuse me.
All right.
Let that thing rip.
Let's go back to the phone lines here, and hopefully everyone can control themselves while they're on the phone. Robert in Germantown. What is up, Robert?
Hey, guys. Enjoy listening to the show. So today's Food Friday, right?
It is a try day. Yes, yeah. Hugh's looking for
not
a munchie.
Not after that segment.
Well, my favorite snack, dare I say, was hash brownies.
Hash brownies.
It's a 60s thing, guy.
Oh, gotcha. I caught it. Yeah.
Sounds appropriate for this weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big weekend.
Yeah, I'm just saying, mellows you out. It's a good way to watch sports.
Always a good way to watch sports.
Yeah. Speaking of which, on your main topic, I don't believe in Sirianni. I mean, we didn't use A.J. Brown well at all. I mean, for A.J. Brown's sake, I think the reason he was frustrated is no one was throwing the ball where he needed to get it, in the middle of the field where he could break tackles and do his thing. I mean, he's a phenomenal player. But if we're not going to use him properly, what's the point, guys? Trade him. Get a third-round guy. Harrison is not an in-the-middle kind of guy. He's more like Smith, a smaller guy downfield where we seem to want to keep throwing the football. We don't want to seem to throw it to Goddard. We don't seem to want to throw it to Brown in the middle. Now, maybe that will change, but I have zero confidence, as long as Nick Sirianni is around, that he's going to do the obvious thing, which San Francisco and Kansas City and everyone else does all day long, which is put the ball into the majority of the field.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, it was interesting, Robert. They did not use the middle of the field last year at all. I mean, Jalen Hurts, the percentage of passes he threw, you know, towards the, in between the hashes, is very low compared to other quarterbacks.
Yeah, and I think that's why Brown was frustrated. He knows he's, hate to use the word, but
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.